And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 21st of February, 2015. It's the birthday of Anais Nin, born in Neuilly, France, in 1903, the author of Literary Diaries, which began to be published in 1966. It's the birthday of W. H. Auden, the great poet and critic, born in York, England, 1907, the son of a physician and a nurse. It's the birthday of David Foster Wallace, born Ithaca, New York, 1962, author of Infinite Jest, came out in 1996, 1,079 pages long, 388 footnotes, a futurist novel about addiction, tennis, and separatist groups. David Foster Wallace, who said, "Postmodern irony and cynicisms become an end in itself, a measure of hip sophistication and literary savvy. Few artists dare to try to talk about ways of working toward redeeming what's wrong because they'll look sentimental and naive to all the weary ironists. Irony's gone from liberating to enslaving. The postmodern founder's patricidal work was great, but patricide produces orphans, and no amount of revelry can make up for the fact that writers my age have been literary orphans throughout our formative years." It was on this day, 1925, the first edition of the New Yorker magazine was published, founded by the editor Harold Ross, who said he wanted it to be a magazine of gaiety, wit, and satire, and not for the old lady in Dubuque. First issue had a cover drawing by Ray Irvin, a dandy in a top hat looking at a butterfly through a monocle. Ray Irvin, who also created the famous typeface of The New Yorker. It was that summer that Harold Ross hired Catherine Angel to be the literary editor, and she brought in serious poetry and brought on excellent writers, even though the magazine did not pay all that well. In the first few years, the magazine hired James Thurber, John O'Hara, Wolcott Gibbs, and E.B. White. And it seemed to turn the corner right around Thanksgiving 1925, perhaps because of a story called "Why We Go to Cabarets, a Post-Debutante Explains," written by a young socialite named Ellen McKay, who wound up marrying Irving Berlin. She wrote the article for free. It was syndicated on the front page of the New York Times, and for the first time, the New Yorker sold out on newsstands. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin entitled "Mountain Day." With one dear friend, we go up the highest mountain, thousands of feet into the birdless snow, and listen to our breaths in the still air for a long time beside the observatories. Later, we stretch out on the dark, crumbled lava slope, looking west at the sun, yellowing the clouds below, then go down past the wild cows to the cabin, getting there just before sunset, and eat by the fire, laughing at what we have forgotten to bring. Afterward, we come out and lie braided together, looking up at Cassiopeia over the foothill. Mountain Day by W.S. Merwin, from Collected Poems 1952 to 1993, published by the Library of America, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by Progressive Insurance with its APRON project, celebrating progress in the people who make it happen. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.